In just a couple of minutes, we're going to have the opportunity to once again fulfill the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, a mitzvah which we learned about this week as well. And although Sfiras Omer appears more than once and Chumash appears in Parshas Re'eh as well, it's specifically in Parshas Emor, where we hear about the two halves, or the two tracks, the two aspects of the mitzvah. As the Gemara in Menachos tells us, mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, mitzvah l'mimnei shavui. The mitzvah includes counting days as well as counting weeks. That's based on the psukim of this week's parsha. The psukim speak v'ashava shabbosos timos tihyena, to count 7 whole weeks. The psukim then go on to speak atzis bruchem yishim yom. So we're counting weeks, we're counting days. Mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, mitzvah l'mimnei shavui, mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. And although there is some debate amongst the Rishonim whether the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer nowadays is Daraisa Drabanan, we don't have the Karban that the Torah describes as the coming at the beginning of Sfiras Omer, the Karban that the Omer is supposed to be brought on the second day of Pesach. And there's some debate about whether the mitzvah Daraisa is only catalyzed by actually bringing that Karban, in which case, Bizman HaZeh, without the carbon, Sfiras Omer is Drabanan. But regardless, whether Sfiras Omer is Daraisa Drabanan, either way, it is our practice to count both the days and the weeks. And that we sort of take as a given, that's pretty simple and straightforward. Except that it's actually not straightforward at all. What exactly does it mean to count both the days and the weeks? So, we think we know what that means. Last night was 29, so you said 29, and that's also 4 weeks and a day. And the night before was 28, you said 28, and that's also 4 weeks. We've been doing that since day 7, all the way through day 49, to say it with a number of days, and then to repeat it in terms of weeks and days, divide by 7 with a remainder. But you take a look in the tour, when he discusses the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer and Simin Taf Pei Tes and Arachayim, he actually presents 3 different versions of what it means to count days and weeks, and it's where it points to is fascinating. So one version is what we do. From day 7 all the way through day 49, you always count days and weeks. You count the whole number of days, and then you say how many weeks and how many days remaining. Another version is that 2 nights ago we would count 28 days, which is 4 weeks. But last night, according to the second sheet that we showed him, we would just count 29. And then you go on to count later in the week 32 and 33 and 34, and then 35, which is also 5 weeks. That's the second shita. And then there's the third shita. The third shita, instead of counting days every day, but counting weeks only once a week, that second shita sort of flips it and counts weeks every day and counts days only once a week. What does that even look like? So that would be to say, you get to 28, you say, oh, 28 days, that's 4 weeks. And then you count 4 weeks in a day. You don't say 29. 4 weeks in a day. And later in a week, you're counting 4 weeks and 4 days. 4 weeks and 5 days. 4 weeks and 6 days. Throughout the week, you're just counting in terms of the week. And then you get to the end of the week, say, oh, 35 days, which is 5 weeks. Then again, 5 weeks in a day, 5 weeks in 2 days, 5 weeks in 3 days. So it's 3 different shitas. What we're used to, which is every single night, you're counting both the days and the weeks. Or a second shita, which is you count the days every day, you only count the weeks once a week. And then a third shita, you count weeks every single night, you only mention the whole number of days once a week. Sounds confusing. What's it all about? What does it all mean? So it actually seems to present us with 3 different ways of thinking about the relationship between these 2 halves of the mitzvah, counting days and counting weeks. What we do, let's start with what we do. What we do, what we're used to, every single night we're counting both days and weeks. What that means is basically we're just counting days. 2 different ways of saying how many days it is. You can say 29 days as 29 days, or you can say 29 days as 4 times 7 plus 1, 4 weeks in a day. But we're doing both styles of counting every single night. It's just two, you're counting the days every day. It's just 2 ways of counting the day, 2 different results, almost like 2 different languages. The second sheet I mentioned, which is that throughout the week you just count the number of days, only once a week you count the weeks. What that sounds like is you're actually doing 2 different things. You're counting days. How often do you count a day? Once a day. You don't count Sfiras Omer 5 times a day. You don't count it every hour. Once a day, you count a new day. So how often do you count a week? Once a week, you count a new week. So if it's actually counting weeks, if you're actually counting weeks, week one, week two, week three, you do that once a week. So if you're actually doing two separate things, you're counting days, you're counting weeks, that's that second shita. Every single day you count the days. And every single week, on the multiple of seven, you count the week. What we're used to, shita number one, it's not really counting weeks, we're just counting the days in two different ways of formulating it. And then let's spend a moment on that third shita. That seems sort of backwards. Throughout the week, we're counting weeks. We're only saying four weeks in a day, 4 weeks in 4 days, 4 weeks in 5 days. We only count the days once a week. That seems sort of backwards. So what I think that third shita is driving at is that it's actually stacked. In other words, you start by counting 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, which is a week. So it's sort of like counting days, and you're rolling almost like quarters. You're stacking quarters, and you finally have whatever it is, 40 quarters, you put them in a roll. And then you have the next sort of set of loose days. So that once you get to seven, now we bundle that seven into a week. Now we just say, that's already a week and a day, a week and 2 days, a week and 3 days. You finally get to add 14. Now let's rebundle the 14 as 2 weeks. 2 weeks and a day, 2 weeks and 2 days. In other words, where the first shita said it's just two different versions, two different formulas, two different languages, how you count days. And the second shita saw it as two different things you're doing. You're counting days once a day. You're counting weeks once a week. The third shita sees it as two levels. You're counting days in order to count weeks. You need to count the individual days so you can build them into a week. Ultimately, the goal is to count weeks, and the counting the individual days is sort of like a stepping stone to the larger goal of counting whole weeks to get to Shavuos.
That's the proof from Parshas Ra'eh. It says weeks only.
Oh, that's a good point. So Chaim points out Parshas Ra'eh, you only talk about weeks. So why is that? But you say, according to that third shita, fundamentally, I'm really trying to count the weeks, and the counting the days is interesting. The counting the days is a step towards that. I think also gets us thinking about, although how we paskin lehalacha, how we practice Sfiras Omer, is not in question, it's worth thinking about what each of these approaches has for us. And specifically to think about the relationship between counting days and counting weeks, and to think about the relationship between small goals that we have for ourselves during Sfiras Omer or throughout the year and larger goals. And particularly that third shita, which the first sheet sort of captures different ways of looking at the same goal, different ways of breaking things down. But the second, particularly the third sheet, sort of challenges us to have short-term goals and to have long-term goals. And to ask ourselves that where we want to go over the next short period, whether it's literally days in Sefirah Summer or Bechal, in terms of our growth. But where do we want to, what do I want to accomplish over the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, next couple of months? And also at the same time, to be dreaming big, to be dreaming in terms of long-term goals. And where do we want to... How do I want to look in 3 years? Where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want what should my Ben Am L'Chaver look like in 4 years from now? What should my Ben Am L'Chaver look like in 4 years from now? To count days and to count weeks, to think about short-term goals, to think about long-term goals, to think about how the short-term goals can build towards greater, grander ambition, Arvonos Hashem.